Now it's time to introduce Bob, that is going to talk about communication breakdown coroutines. So please welcome him.
Thank you. So first, mic check, can you hear me? Yeah, okay. I'll try to entertain you during this lunch break. I'm going to talk about communication on coroutines, and I'm a mobile lead developer at Quick with headquarters in Finland, and I'm based in Stockholm, Sweden. So coroutines, we had a lot of talk about them, so I'm not going to go into them. I'm going to talk about the communication, and basically one of the main problems I see is think of them as lightweight threads. So we're going to see why we might not take that too literally. And we're also going to see what do we mean by lightweight. Should we treat them as threads? Because they might be. And also, let's see if this works. Whoa, it's fast. This function main run blocking, it's going to be in every slide, but it's going to be invisible, so you have to stare at it, so it's locked into your eyes for 2 more seconds, and now it's gone. So, but it's always going to be there, so we're always going to have the main scope to run all the coroutines on. And by lightweight, we've seen this example before. Here we create 100,000 coroutines with the launch coroutine builder. And it takes around 150 milliseconds to run on my machine. And now we switch to threads, and it's up to 5 seconds to run this. So yeah, they're lightweight. Let's go back to coroutines. And now we're using a dispatcher, the default dispatcher, which comes on my machine on 8 threads. It's usually the number of cores on your machine times 2. So it's very effective. And this takes around 800 milliseconds to run. And if we switch to I/O, that doesn't really have a limit. I cranked it up to about 84 threads on this machine. And it's the more threads you're going to use, the more time it's going to take.